No, it ain't recording, man.
No, don't do that. Don't
scare me. It ain't recording. No, I ain't touch none.
The last two games, you've had a play that has been very integral in the game. I know what you're trying to do in those things, but can you take us through the emotion of trying to get to the guy and then getting
to I mean, I can take you and I can tell you a lot of things about it. One, in the last two games, it's cost us 8 points. Two, I just got to be smarter than that. Three, I'll just say that, I don't intentionally, do those type of things or, personally following a quarterback. But obviously it's stuff that, that I can't control and can't control because, I mean, it's hard to really stop 300 pounds, especially when you're going full speed. And then, like you said, you try to shy away from helmet-to-helmet contact, but sometimes it just happens.
Fletcher, how frustrating is it for that strike zone? It's decreased over the years. How do you make sure you don't make those types of plays?
I mean, you just have to make the right decision. You just got to try to stay within that strike zone. And they tell us about it. You just got to, stay within it. And, I got to get lower, when going to the quarterback. But obviously, the last week was, cost us. And the week before, it cost us. And it cost me, too.
Have you heard anything from the league on the hit this past week from Washington?
No, I got a fine, but I mean, yeah. I mean, you get a fine, and it's just part of it. What the league do, and then just them, enforcing the rule.
Fletch, going up against sand in practice for a little over a year, how much will that help you in this game, if at all?
It'll help a lot because one thing we know about Sam is, he's going to stand in the pocket. He's going to take some licks, and, he's going to get up. But we got to make sure that we try to get him off that spot earlier. He's going to be at that same spot, and he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. So we got to kind of, get after him early in the game on third down, get off the field on third down, hit him, sack him, and create turnovers.
When he's rattled, can he be rattled if you hit him?
I think any quarterback can be rattled. I think especially in this league, if you're hitting the quarterback early, then he's losing a lot of confidence and he gets shaky in the pocket and just start moving around and doing uncharacteristic stuff in the pocket that they never do.
What needs to be fixed on defense?
I think we just got to play better. Nothing has to be fixed. I think once we need to get back to playing the ball that we played the first 3 weeks. That's disciplined football and that's everybody just playing together.
Where do his tackles come from?
I mean, in this league, I think we're going to miss tackles. But the last 2 weeks, I think, we've done a poor job of, including myself, of tackling. And I also think that that it can be fixed, and we will fix it. We just got to calm down, man, and just play ball. You got guys coming full speed, at a ball carrier. And, of course, sometimes you're going to whiff. But that second guy has to be there to get the guy on the ground.
In these first three games, you guys took the lead. Is playing defense in this game different when you're playing from behind?
I think in any defense because, when you're ahead, then you're expecting the team to pass the ball every play. But, as a defensive line, as a defensive player, really, we have to make teams one-dimensional. If teams can run the ball and throw the ball on us, then, basically you really can't predict what they're going to do. But if we make them one-dimensional, then, we already know what's coming.
Doug Peterson said that run defense, it's a pride thing. How prideful is the defense in general, and how much did that take a hit on Sunday?
I mean, not really just, on Sunday. The last 2 weeks, I think, our run defense has not been, what it was the first 3 weeks. And we've just got to go back to the basics. And, take pride in it and not let a team run the ball on us. And I think we'll do that on Sunday.
You said, I think any quarterback can be rattled. You also said we just got to calm down. So is the reverse true? Can any player on the field be rattled? Is some of, the penalties and things coming from the desperation of not getting off on third down, not having success?
I mean, penalties is just, I think it's just a whole discipline thing. I think that we all can control it, control penalties. We just have to, be smart about it.
But you don't correlate it at all to the score and whether you're succeeding or not, playing and play out.
Does it come? the way I look at penalties is especially as a defensive, you know, you just they just yards added on and just putting our backs against the wall. Especially, you know, my call, I think it was third down. We had them pinned to a field goal, and obviously that flag put them, you know, in scoring position.
You get what I'm saying? It's like there's desperation there. If you were ahead by two touchdowns.
No, I mean that play happened. I mean it happens. You know, it's part of it.
How did not having Benny Logan like in the second half affect you guys? And what kind of happens if you can't play on Sunday?
I mean, it affects it a lot. Obviously, it affects the rotation that the guys, you know, the rotation of the game, the way that we, especially the way that we rotate as defensive tackles. But obviously, we got to find a way to finish the game. And if he won't go on Sunday, then I mean, somebody else got to step up, and you know, just got to get the rotation together and get basically if we can off the field on third down, it don't matter how many D tackles we're playing with.
Minnesota's last undefeated team left in the league. Does that take on any extra meaning for you guys to be the ones to do something that other teams couldn't do yet this year?
We just have to play our game, man. You know, we know that's a great team coming here, and we know that their defense is great. We know their offense is, you know, been on the road, and you know, we just want to go out and play discipline, you know, hard-nosed football. Be physical the whole game. And, you know, as I say every week, man, it's really not about them. It's about us. You know, the energy that we come out of that locker room with, you know, we need to set the tone on the first play and just go out and play together.
Being at home, too, I mean, how will that feel to finally be home after not being home since, I guess, late September?
I mean, obviously, we know that, you know, the link going to be rocking on, you know, on Sunday. And being at home is, you know, is a good thing. You know, we always want to win on the road, but we definitely want to win at home, too. And, you know, taking the last 2 weeks as a loss, you know, I know everybody got that gut feeling, you know, that you know, hate losing and just want to get back on the winning track around here.
Vikings have had a lot of injuries up front. Has Jim kind of challenged you guys as a front four to sort of set that tone early in the game?
We got to. I don't think we did that in the last 2 weeks as a group, and, you know, include myself. I don't think that we came out and just punched people in the mouth, you know, up front. We have to be more physical. We got to come out and set the tone, and that's going to be the biggest challenge. And that's weekend. That's every week, really. You know, if we're going to be good on defense, you know, we gotta play up front, and that's including myself. We got to play a whole lot better.
Couple more guys. We good?
Yeah, thank y'all.